At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
She tried to...
Okay.
Finger.
Is that what that meant? I thought you were fixing an elevator door. Goddamn.
Before we get into the episode, we have tour dates, tour dates, tour dates.
Tour dates.
Michael Tufan Blaustein is going to be in Portland, Oregon on October 2nd. I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, November 2nd. Charlotte, North Carolina, November 3rd. Nashville, Tennessee, November 4th. Atlanta, Georgia, November 5th through the 7th. And San Francisco, California, November 21st. More dates to come. Go on blaucomedy.com for tickets. Mr. Wallace.
Hey, hey, hey. Trevor Wallace here. And you can catch me live in Lexington, Kentucky?
Yes.
That's not how it's said. Lexington, Kentucky, September 30th. Through October 2nd, you can get me in Virginia Beach, October 22nd through the 24th. We got New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's right next to a cemetery. It's very weird, but it's a great comedy club at the Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey, November 4th through the 6th. Jacksonville, Florida, November 18th through the 20th. Denver, Colorado, Comedy Works. I've heard amazing things about this club. I'm so excited to go there. That's December 9th through the 11th. That's Denver. We got Charlotte, North Carolina, December 16th through the 18th. Another great comedy club. And then before we get into the illustrious theater tour of 2022, we got a great fun time in Nashville, Tennessee, January 6th through the 9th at Zany's Comedy Club. Trevor Wallace, comedy.com.
Quick reminder, we have a Patreon. What is that? I'll tell you. You get 4 extra episodes a month for
only
$5 a month. Dude, that is the price of a cup of coffee. And you get access to the Discord, and you get access to the entire catalog with legendary episodes such as Date Gabe interview. We interviewed your girlfriend. We interviewed a girl I sexed, had sex, and they tell me
you
how good it is.
Patreon.com/stiffsockspod.
Episode! Splat! Gabe, are we in?
We're in.
Are we live?
We're live.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love being live on this show. What is that?
Vibrator.
That's for your cooter?
I can't. Not my cooter. Somebody's cooter.
It could be. Do guys have cooters? Because the answer to that is yes.
No.
I think that.
You could.
You don't think the asshole is a guy's cooter? Look at it. Not mine, but think about it in your brain. You know, I had one girl tell me, she was like, I know this is kind of weird, but like when I read, I like to imagine what's happening. That's reading, you whore. I hated her so much. She was the same. She was. This sounds like a flex, but it's not. She was like this really, really hot like Ford model. I dated her for like 2 months in New York. And I was having a rough patch, like depression, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. The huge as an artist. I hate saying artist as when you're a stand-up. I'm an artist. No, you're not. Do I paint? I yell about come on stage. I'm not an artist.
You're not wrong.
Thank you. But I was going through this thing and I told her all this stuff. I was like, yeah, I just feel like inadequate and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, life's hard. Okay.
Well, that's all she said to you?
Life's hard?
She's just the bottom of a Snapple lid at all given times?
Yeah, she's
life's hard. Do you know koalas are actually from Northeast? And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
She was the, like literally the dumbest person I've ever met.
But.
Hottest face in the world. Just a fucking hamster wheel for a brain. Terrible.
You know?
She was the girl that said, do you want Pryor water?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Richard Pryor?
This is an older bit I used to have. She literally lifted
Pryor?
Up. Pryor? She was, do you want a Pryor water?
What does that mean?
And it was Perrier water.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Same. I think you should get her on the podcast.
She wouldn't know how to use a microphone.
She puts in her eyeballs. Hello. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What were we saying? Asshole. What? Cooter. But.
Cooter is the man's, or asshole is the man's cooter.
There you go. That's what it is. I think it is. Anyways, but yeah, so you took out that vibrator. You could literally use that for a man's scooter. It doesn't have to go to a woman's scooter. That was literally my point.
It could do a lot of things. You could whip some cream with it.
Yeah, you could stir in a latte with it. You could?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
A little bit of sweet cream. Oh, I forgot. You know what you're saying? Things that randomly annoy you?
Uh-huh.
I was in front of a lady at Starbucks today, and when they asked for her name, she goes, "My name is Janet. Janet with a J." And I wanted to tap her on the shoulder and say, "Madam, I have a quick question."
Yes.
How the fuck else does one spell Janet?
Maybe with a G?
No.
Okay.
No.
This is what irritates me about that, and I've already said this on the show, and I'll say it fucking 800 more times. Hey, Janet with a J? No one fucking cares.
Well, also, it's not like Starbucks is going to get it right anyways. They're like, Trent? No. You're like, how did you get Trent out of Janet? And they're like, Trent with a J? Okay, just bring me my latte.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what.
What is it about people that like they want to like try to impress the worker where they're like, they give a normal order and then they like, they have to like, when they want to order a shitty drink, they have to like lean into it. Like, should be like, oh, can I get one sugar in that? And then should be like, you know what? It's Monday. I worked out on Sunday. I went for a hike. Let me get two in there. But it's like the worker doesn't care.
The worker does not care. Also, you were going to order two anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
The worker doesn't care is your point, and you're totally right. But you're using the woman is using it as to make herself feel better ordering nine sugars at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. I mean, I've also done that too, where they're just like, do you want to add chili cheese to that? And you're like, nah. Well, yeah.
I did just order a Peloton membership, so I'll do that.
Yeah. You put chili cheese on an ice cream sundae. Get out of here.
Also, I don't know if we brought this up yet. Remember,
you don't have a Peloton?
Well, I do not. Okay. I was looking at my rewards for my new credit card. There's a Peloton, goddamn rewards. It's really yelling at me in the face.
Get it.
$120 off. Oh, cool. Thanks. Yep. It's like $120
that takes
a month.
Off the sales tax for 4 days? What is that?
Yeah, I'm not getting it. I rode my bike this morning. I love it. I do.
Do you close the windows when you do it, though? You're like, I hope nobody sees me doing this.
Well, yeah, I dress like a Unabomber so no one can see who the fuck I am. Where did we go? Ohio. Remember when we went to that chili place?
Skyline Chili.
Okay. Can I say this?
Sure.
Trash. Trash.
Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
Cool. Trash. It was so hyped up.
You're looking at me like I'm the gatekeeper of all things Cincinnati. Do I have permission to talk down on Skyline Chili?
You know what's weird, though, is because your girl is, like, ish from there.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why I was like, I talk shit about this place?
As a whole meal, it's a lot, but I would, like, dip a hot dog in it. You know, it's a good base.
You know what? I'm going to take that back. I apologize if everyone's listening or watching. It's not trash. The first hot dog I got, it was good.
Yeah.
But then you do the second one, and you're like, I'm not a recycling bin. What is this?
Well, it's just funny to eat that and then go like perform in front of hundreds of people that night. And they're like, God, this guy's my idol. I love this guy. And you're like, yeah, I was just beer bonging Skyline Chili 4 minutes ago.
The only thing you're allowed to do after you eat Skyline Chili hot dogs is beat your wife. That is the only thing that makes logical sense.
Because
you can't go that and then enact a bill to help the homeless. That's not a good transition. Do you know?
Yeah.
I hate Janet. Janet with
the
J?
Starbucks lady?
Hater.
I mean, it was just one of those things where you hear it and you go, that's somebody who, when they don't get their name right at Starbucks, they let it be known. They go, Kevin? They go, it's actually Kevin. It's Kevin? It's Kevin.
Yeah, I hate that person.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'd like to ask you this question. We're speaking about public things. I saw this morning. How do you feel about public displays of affection?
Like when you and your girl are making out in public?
Not even you and your girl. I'm saying other people.
Well, who else? Me and the mailman?
No, I mean not you.
Oh, when you see it?
When you see it.
I don't like seeing it. I don't like I draw the line as a hug, kiss on the lips, maybe the forehead.
Yeah.
And an ass grab every once in a while.
And I don't mind seeing an ass tap. I'm like, you get it, you goddamn heathen.
Makes me happy.
Me too.
You're
I'm like
fucking lying at See's Candy and you grab a little bit because you're excited that they got fresh butterscotch.
Yeah.
I'm in.
You're just in line waiting
making
to get...
Making out is where I...
Yes.
If the tongue's out, you got to go home.
When I see the tongue jostling in there...
It's just also like, what about this outlet mall gets you guys that horned up? Sitting across from a Build-A-Bear.
We're outside of a Mediterranean restaurant.
Honestly, I'm in. A little bit of fucking spicy hummus.
Fuck.
Ah!
You're right.
No, but it is weird just to be like... There's couples that'll sit on the same side of a booth and just look at each other in the eyes. Remember in San Antonio at the fucking, what was that place called? Twin Rock Tit Peaks? It was Hooters, but it was the Rocky Mountain place.
Yes.
And you were like, look behind you. This is the worst guy ever.
Yep.
And he was just watching the basketball game and then making out with his girlfriend.
He's like back and forth. I think he was just, I think watching basketball got him horned up.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he would go make out. He's like, no, I like girls. He's
trying to get a triple-double with his tongue.
Yeah, clearly watching Orlando Magic getting hard. So maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Yourself. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. The making out, it's wild. It's aggressive. But hey, do you get horned up? Which is funny because here's, it's like, I'm fine with a kiss. And that's where I'm like, yeah, that's where I draw the line. And then I just go and fuck in a Cheesecake Factory bathroom. So for me, it's like I have yin and yang, but I make sure that nobody's around. And if they are, get a camera, put it on OnlyFans, let's go.
But you have the common decency to close the goddamn family bathroom door.
Yeah.
So you're isolated. No one's really seen.
Correct.
Right? But these fucking goddamn heathens out in these streets.
Yeah, call me Hannah Montana because I get the best of both worlds. Tape it in.
Right. Cut it immediately right now. Edit it right now. I literally saw this morning. That's why it angered me. Because it's not, because I'm with you, right?
Oh, you saw it in public.
This.
The way you brought it up, it sounded like it was an article. You're like, I saw an article about PDA.
No. I'm literally, because.
Where at? Wendy's?
Right by the, literally.
Oh, down the street?
Down the street.
Yeah.
What
was happening?
Okay. I'll walk you through
it
a little
bit. Paint the picture.
Okay. They were, you used a vibrator at least. Hello? Bad service?
Dad? God.
Yeah. So they were, I pull into the parking lot. You're not focused at all. You're trying to figure. There you go. You see that?
They forgot to cut off one of the thorns on the rose.
No.
That goes for her. Oh, no.
Clitoris, dude.
God, or. Those are not a dinosaur named the clitoris.
We can make up one right now.
All right.
They don't know anything clitoris. About dinosaurs.
No wonder they went extinct because I can't find it. Goddamn sad cry. PDA, you saw it in public. Right. What?
So they were. I pulled into the parking lot. They're making out by their Ford F-150. Not even lying, right?
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so we know.
What does the couple look like?
The woman was wearing a sundress. The dude was wearing khakis and a tucked-in T-shirt.
Really?
That
in front of a Ford F-150?
Yeah.
I was thinking they were on the way home from the WWE event this weekend.
Uh-uh. The event? Who the hell are you?
Event.
Oh, no, you said event.
Look, man.
WWE.
Bro, I have the IQ of a fucking eel, okay? You expect me to know what the hell's going on here?
I saw on TikTok. What if I just stopped talking?
I saw TikTok. Had a stroke.
No, on TikTok, they don't know anything about eels. They don't know how they procreate.
Yeah, they don't know how to speak English. Microphone. Hello, hi. Dude, there's eels and those are electric eels.
First of all,
how pissed are regular eels?
Eel as a fucking dildo? Come! More come!
I guess.
Get on board.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I mean, but how pissed are you if you're an eel? I mean, I'd be like, being a regular eel that's not electric is like being a bird, but you can't fly. That is
being
crazy.
A penguin.
Yeah. There's more. Chickens. Chickens can't be like soaring. They can kind of
chickens
fly.
Kinda.
They can do like a, they would be good at like a dash or like where you gotta, what's the shit?
Like
the
a 50 yard dash?
Yeah,
hurdles.
They'd be good at hurdles.
Mm, yeah.
But if they're like, oh, I gotta fly out of this yard because my owner is just gonna kill me and make eggs Benedict, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of screwed. Anyways, eels, what are we talking about? Where are
eels,
we? Eel sauce, that's good on
that's
sushi.
So good, but they can't procreate. Or they can't? They can, but we don't know how they do it.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude. I mean, get a goddamn boom mic and get down there.
Yeah, dude, I'm like an eel when I fuck in public. I make sure nobody's even watching.
Oh, shit.
And if you are, I gotta get that footage from you, my man.
Goddamn.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Goddamn. I think you would be fine with someone watching you fuck. There's something.
I think at the end of the day, everybody would be. Who would be mad?
No. I don't. Walk yourself through it emotionally. I think you'd be fine because there's something in my brain. There's something connected from fucking in public
to ticket sales.
Correct. And that's where we're going to be on. Oh, no. Because fucking in public, essentially, you're like, whoa, someone might see. Blah, blah, blah. Like there's a hotness to it. So I think someone watching that's not, it's a hot hop, skip, and a jump away from that. I don't really like public sex. So I don't know if I would be so on board with someone watching me. I think I would be. Mm-hmm. But it would have to be like my aunt or someone like
I'd
I know
intimately. I'd be too intimate. In my head. I'd be so? Like, they're looking at the tan line on my legs.
Really?
Probably.
I think it would get you extra rocked up.
Let's find out.
Blue Chew.
Anyways, PDA.
Eels, PDA. F-150. They're outside of the F-150, right? They were making out as they're pulling. I'm like, all right, whatever. A little making out, that's fine. Okay? Mm-hmm. Little butt grab. And then I go into Starbucks. I come out. And they're making out outside of like a vape shop. Like 14 feet away.
Yeah, it was a honeymoon.
Dude, but I'm talking about not even like a peck here, peck there. Full out, making out. The
like
only
a couple
way-
in high school who's not going to see each other for 42 minutes and they're like, this is our Titanic moment.
Yeah, where they're throwing each other on the lockers. Like that, dude, the only way I'm okay with that is if the guy's wearing fatigues. That's
what
it.
What is, huh?
Fatigues.
What is that?
The guy's like army uniform. Like the,
is that what it's called?
Fatigues, yeah. Yeah, man, the coffee.
Again, I'm Gabe. An eel. I don't know what's going on.
Gabe, they're called fatigues.
They're called fatigues, yeah. For some reason, I just nodded my head yes as fatigues. If I'm on camera right now. Yeah, fatigue. It's a combat uniform, field uniform, battle dress, or military fatigues. Casual type of uniform used by the military.
Yeah.
Well, guys, yeah. I mean, look at my body. You expect me to know what the fuck a fatigue is?
Well, what? It's but you
I'm
know what
intimidated
I mean?
By Girl Scouts. They could all beat my ass.
Girl Scout cookies. Thin mints. Put them in the freezer. Take them
freezer,
out.
Freezer, yep.
Fuck. Put them in your ass like a goddamn coin slot. Fuck.
I think there's a better way to digest those.
I don't. That's the only way I've ever eaten them.
Okay, cool.
Fatigues. Why what would you bring up that picture?
What is that? Wait, dude, I love stock images. Stock images are great. What does it say?
Mature
woman crawling on all fours wearing army fatigues. Stock photo. How much to buy that photo? Buy it right now. Please, Gabe, buy it.
Hold on. Stop.
It's only $33 for this image.
How
dude, you can own that. Also, you can go to a Walmart aisle 7, the camo aisle, and just take a photo of anybody doing that.
Yeah, you go to Bass Pro Shop and yell, yeehaw, and 13 women come out of the fucking bushes wearing that. You know what I love? Mature woman. That means porn. That's a fetish.
No.
You don't think...
You know what's crazy about that thought process is I didn't know POV couldn't be anything but porn.
Yeah. It can be other stuff.
Yeah, there's like POV playing basketball. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, who's getting fucked?
Where's someone's cock?
Yeah. I'm like, it goes down. You see some guy getting his ankles crossed. I'm like, we're getting closer. No, pan up. Let me see something.
Yeah, pan up or drop your pants. Let me see something. Also, you ever get pissed when you watch a porn and you don't see a cockolas?
Nope.
All right, Gabe?
What do you? Where is it?
Let me be involved. I need to see a cockola to let me know that I'm in there.
Because you fantasize that you're the guy.
Of course. You don't do that? That's what porn is for.
I don't do that.
What do you do?
I get discouraged when the guy has too big of a wang. I go, not for me.
Oh, 100%.
It makes me feel bad.
100%. Also.
So do you find a guy that has.
Yes. Similar-ish. So it's like if it's 9, 10 inches, I'm there. No, but like.
What do you type in though?
What do I type in?
Yeah.
Emo period send.
Send?
Yeah. What if I type send?
I told you when I was so horny, I just typed in porn on the Pornhub search
That's
bar.
That's so funny, dude.
Pornhub's like, sir, everywhere.
Yeah, like the whole thing, even the ads. When is this semen ad going to stop?
The
semen X or whatever?
With the noise?
I get so upset. I'm like, dude, I am rock hard, baby oil everywhere. Stop showing me this. Stop showing me this.
I think there is a premium version you can buy where there's no ads.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were wealthy, okay?
I don't have it.
Oh, we all should, to be honest.
I've been on a big Reddit bender lately.
You tried to pitch this to me, and I can't
get
on board.
It's weird because you got to get on, like, because...
It's too much research. I feel like I have to do a bibliography when I'm done coming.
I know, but you feel like this is what it feels like to, like, discover dinosaur bones. You're like, oh, my God, I found a bone. It feels good. You're like, you're dusting off shit. You're looking around. You're finding this. You're in this category. You're in that category. Yeah. Find a new category, and then you find the one, and you're like, you...
I don't want to have to be Mr. Robot. You don't know that reference, but it's very funny. What's his name? Oh, Mr. Robot.
Yeah,
Mr. Robot. Yeah.
His I don't want Sonny.
He's just a hacker. I don't want to have to be a fucking hacker to like find my porn. Give me Emo's deep throat and an average cock. Send it. Send it off. Send it off.
So what do you do if it's the exact type of woman you like, but she's getting throttled by a large penis?
I'm out.
But it's your exact type. And she screams Michael Blaustein.
Oh, well, then I'm in.
But the cock is massive.
It depends on how loud he is.
He's not loud at all.
That's the best. I think I need to have an interview or a meeting maybe with all these porn stars that are the males and be like, shut up. Everyone stop talking.
Okay, but put yourself in that position. If you were fucking on camera, would you be quiet?
Yes, because just I respect fucking, like a mime. I respect the people who are watching. No one's here for you, sir.
I'm trapped in a box, eating box. Title too long.
Maybe.
what if he had a ball gag in?
Huh?
What if he had a ball gag in his mouth just to keep him down?
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I just don't like it.
That wasn't funny to anybody? All right, fine. The visual, he's like, all right, let's do sex. That's also something I'm putting on his head. All right, let's do sex.
Hold on. Are you into that? You're not into any of the
what,
SMM.
Porn?
SMM. What?
BDSM?
SM. What BDSM. Is it? SM.
S&M.
S and M?
God, why is that so hard to say? Is that what it is?
S&M.
S&M.
I said that.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention.
S&M. No, I like just your routine fucking. Like somebody, they both had, you know, they got work starting in an hour. It's 4 p.m. on a Tuesday, and they're like, let's get after it.
Yeah, then, but you need to be like outside by a Ferris wheel.
Well, one that's not operating, because if it is, illegal. Jail.
Well, what if it's warming up and no one's in there?
Oh, I'm on. I would jerk off on a Ferris wheel 100%.
100%.
100%.
I don't think I could. No,
what would be funny is like, as you go up higher on the Ferris wheel, you can get more aggressive. But as you start to lower down, you have to like slowly act more and more chill. That way, when they're going by the bottom, you're like, yeah, well, hey, what's up? Hey, turkey legs are crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my thing too. I don't know if I could get it. I could get it off. What am I talking about? If I have some baby bones, some goddamn porn, I could come anywhere.
Okay, where are you getting fucking a laptop on the Ferris wheel?
Just my phone. You ever use your phone more than a laptop, don't you?
It depends on convenience.
All right. What if you're in a hotel room?
Phone.
Huh?
Dude, because it's like you.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
A phone?
Because I'm usually about to shower and I'm about to be like, hey, bada bing, bada bop, 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 bop. So I don't want to have my laptop near the shower and the steam's going to get in the vents.
Why in the absolute acorn fuck do you have your laptop by the shower? You have a desk.
Jerked off to your aunt. Do not come at me with these foul perspectives.
I jerked off to my aunt one time.
Okay.
Okay. And that was it. So
you're
we
right.
All make mistakes. I don't actually think it's a mistake. I stand by it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
So listen to the last episode. So I can't. I'm just. There's so much other places that are so much more convenient and more comfortable.
I don't do it for. To take myself on a date. I do it to be like, I'm having thoughts in my head. I need to get the poison out.
Can I say something new?
Sure.
Okay. That's why I think that you don't last as long as you want.
Oh, I know.
You need to edge yourself a little bit. Edge yourself. Take an hour. Have some sweat
an
coming down
hour.
Your kneecaps.
Every
you
once in a while I'll have
calf
one
sweat. That's when you know you're doing it right.
Calves?
Calf
I've had
sweat.
Back of the knee sweat.
That's fine. But that's what I mean. The back of the knees go down from the calves, go down to the calf.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you know you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple screens out, edge, stop, edge,
double,
stop, edge, stop.
But it's weird because you're doing it to yourself. You know what's up. So it's more just like you're testing yourself. Like,
yeah.
How far?
Nah. It's like you're fucking, I don't,
is,
you
is
know what's
it,
like?
Is the
it's
reward
like,
that much better?
Yeah. First of all, the cum is astronomically better than just like, 30 seconds bump. Because it's like a buildup. And the amount you come is crazy. Like the actual liquid amount is insane.
And you just store it somewhere or what do you do with it?
I leave it on the ground. I know we're kind of on this track of blah, blah, blah. But I just would like to bring up the fact that I haven't had sex in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
I'm going to kill someone.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's why you're so sexually frustrated today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks. No cooter.
2 weeks. 14 days. How many times have you beat your...
Give it to him.
Mito.
I'm going to be real honest with you guys. And everyone thinks, whoa, 4,000. We've been on the road. I've been on the road. We've been on the road together. And I've been in and out of sharing like hotel rooms sometimes. Not as much as you think, honestly. And I had this weird thing in the last like maybe 6 months where I'm like, I don't want to jerk off before the shows. I feel kind of like a boxer. You know how boxers are back in the day?
That makes sense.
So I'm like, I don't want to do it. Feel a little sleepy. I'm not going to do
it. I'd rather eat Skyline Chili before I perform for 400 people.
So I've been kind of, and then when I get back to the hotel room, I'm either like, I'm just kicking it with you, whatever. And then by the time I get back to the hotel, I'm like tired. It's fucking 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually a lot, and maybe that's why.
Okay.
I'm a little fucking.
It'd be funny if he's like, yeah, I really just haven't done it that much. Probably like 98 in the last 14 days.
So 14 days, I'd probably say that I came 7 to 8 times.
7 to 8.
Yeah. About half
was
the
it,
days.
Was that an estimate or did one of them not really count? That's why you're like, yeah, 7.5.
Estimate.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not bad. It's every other day.
Yeah. I'm not heathening it up, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say, today might be, well, I don't know. After these, I'm going to be tired. We'll see.
Did you beat your meat before this?
Nah.
Well, sir.
I didn't even jerk off last night. What am I doing? So my point is my girl's literally out of the country right now. So that's why it's been so long. Kind of losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
So we had, sometimes we have little sexy conversations.
Hold up.
We them boys.
All right, so what's going on here? I'm horned up. Everybody, I'm holding a monster in my left hand and another monster in my right hand. My penis.
That might be the title.
Too long, can't do that.
Why?
Monsters like guys, no.
Monster.
Sponsor us.
Whiteclaw.com?
No, fuck them. Anyways.
Been having kind of some normal conversations, some sexy conversations, okay? Then she hits me off with this. She
Mama
hits me
off. Mama want cum?
Cut it. You ever tell your girl to cut it? You ever look
Kick it?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You ever just tell your girl, she says something dumb, you go, Gabe, cut it. That would be so funny. Gabe, cut it merch. Let's
Gabe
keep it in there.
Cut it, yeah. No, she'd probably leave the house if I did that.
Oh, yeah. So she goes, so I try to ear myself.
Her or you?
Herself. She tried to
Okay.
Finger.
Is that what that meant? I thought you were fixing an elevator door. God damn. Yes. Try to.
And then she goes, but I was at my grandma's house.
Oh, no.
And now I'm I record for 3. Yes.
Felony. No.
But she goes, I had to do something a little weird.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, madam, I do declare I need a goddamn mint julep on the fucking porch. Keep her going.
Uh-huh.
And she go. I tried to Google the old porn, but all of the parental guides or whatever are on her grandma's Wi-Fi are all locked down.
Grandma can't be out here looking at crazy shit?
She should be.
She put it on the first self. She's like, damn it.
Yeah. Mature woman. That's what she started with. Mature woman in a camo. So, do people in camo think we can't see them? Sorry. So then I go, okay, keep going. Please keep going because this is definitely going to be on the podcast. I didn't say that. So she goes, so I couldn't get any porn. I said, so what'd you do? Use your imagination like an orphan?
All right, so what'd you do? Use a VPN? What the hell's going on here?
So she goes, I just started to look up erotica. Like
Rams players.
I have to leave.
No, what's erotica? Book? Girl with the dragon tattoo? Is she just reading Braille, getting horned up?
If she just Googled, if she went on NFL.com, what if that's what she goes on? We go on porn, she goes on NFL.com.
That's so funny, just to simply, NFL.com.
God
Boobs.com. That was the first porn website I ever went into in my life, was boobs.com.
That's a real thing?
It was.
Good.
Probably is now. Great URL to have. Sell it if you have it. Anyways, erotica, what is that?
I don't know.
Novels?
Only way my girl can come is if she knows the other guy has CTE. This is bullshit. All right. So she literally goes, I Googled like what I used to like when I first started myself.
Uh-huh.
Like she would literally, this is how of a nerd my girl is. She would read erotica and then beat her meat. Can you say that as a girl? Who cares? Actually, real quick, women should definitely say that way more than us. It looks like a pile of pastrami. A pussy looks like a pile of pastrami. Maybe title. It looks like a pile. If you walk into a New York deli,
it's more like
and you
tenderizing
go,
the meat or sauteing or seasoning the meat. Season the meat. Laurie's that cooter.
Maybe.
Laurie's that labia.
Maybe. Better. So. I go, hold
what
on.
What is erotica, though? Just horny books?
It's literally yes. horny books.
Where's the photos?
Gabe, can you do me a quick
So it's
quick
a
favor?
Playboy without the fucking tits.
But it's like, can you just Google, can you like read like an excerpt or something? Like, I want you to really understand what this sounds like.
Dude, I want
to
meet an author of an erotica. I feel like they always have soft hands.
They have to.
And they talk like this.
Yeah, ASMR, and they just marinate their hands in coconut oil.
And they make
all
everything
day.
Sound sexual.
God damn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Damn. Gabe, your eyes lit up. I'm so excited.
I present to you an excerpt from At the Pleasure of the President by Sabrina Soul.
I'm already
the president.
At the Pleasure of the President, come on the fucking olive
God
branch.
Goddamn, okay, Barack, I see you.
Jack stopped and lifted his head to meet her eyes. Are you sure? If someone found out. She already knew what he was going to say, so she pressed her finger against his lips. She didn't want to think about repercussions or consequences. She didn't want to think at all. Olivia only wanted to feel. He nodded and grabbed her hand. She led them to her bedroom in the hotel suite, stopping just inside the doorway. He began kissing her again, softly and hesitantly, as if he knew just how scared she was, despite her words.
This is just a horny-ass haiku poem.
I'm horned! They're about to get
It's a horny haiku poem!
All right, they're about to get sex.
Yeah, are they?
Yes, dude.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just scrolled forward. This one, they never actually have sex in this one.
Okay.
Blue ball, the Kelly Blue
here
book.
Here we go. I continue my slow rotation, maintaining eye contact with myself, hoping he is staring back at me on the other side. I hope that he is enjoying this as much as I am. I slowly make my way up to the chair seated on the platform that I have strategically danced around all this time in my 6-inch heels. Oof. Once I step onto the base, it begins its revolution at the speed of thick molasses. Oh, I lean over the chair, poking my ass out in the air to tease.
Oof.
Is this a sock talk? Who wrote this in?
dude, okay.
I don't have the attention span for eroticas. You said molasses. I started thinking about IHOP.
What's funny is I remember I used to jerk off to this.
How
yes!
though? How though?
Dude,
like you're reading the words and you're like book in one hand, cock in the other. Dude. And then when somebody comes in the room, you slam it on your neck and you're like, oh, wow, this bookmark is crazy. Is this a fruit leather?
Okay. Here's the thing.
I can picture it, but also internet.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Of course. But first of all, we got a lot of plates in the air. Should we ask Gabe what the hell he's talking about? Where they used to read?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gabe, you're a cornucopia
See,
of a man.
I can't read erotica because I don't know how to read too well in general. Then you're trying to fumble over words like labia, and you're like, am I horny or should I just go back to school?
Well, I think that's the thing. Babble.
All right, Gabe, you used to jerk off to this.
Yeah, I had completely forgotten about this until you just brought it up. But I remembered there was a website, and I think what happened was like
Barnes and Noble.
Maybe like Amazon? Early on when I started jerking off, like internet wasn't always great. And you know how sometimes like pictures would take like a long time to load and
that was my teasing. That was my strip teasing.
Yeah, exactly.
Where only the areolas was shown. You're like Pam Anderson, you little freak.
Yeah. So
once I get better dial up, I swear to God.
So somehow I developed this. I was like, okay, I can just like Google, like, what about just like porn but words? And I found this website, and it's still up. It's called literotica.com.
Use promo code horny.
Yeah, and they just
literotica, dude. I'm in.
So you would have to read to jerk off?
Yeah.
Honestly, two birds, one bone, baby. That's not too bad. title?
I think the problem is that you can't read that well.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who reads an entire page and then I go, what did I just read? Then I have to start again.
Oh, well, me too sometimes. But I think if you're with this, this is so funny. You have like a horned up 14-year-old. You're like, all right, you can't read that well. What about this? And the guy's like, I'm so good at reading. Like, right. I think that will get you locked in.
Yeah.
I think this will get you locked in. Gabe, do you have an excerpt you want to read from this one? Is there like a hot one you used to jerk off to?
I don't recognize any of this stuff. I can try to find it.
I thought your like favorite erotica was going to come up.
I think this one is just like user submitted. This is just anyone writes on this shit.
What are some of the names of the things?
Let's see. Well, you can organize them by tag. So it's just like a porn site. You could...
That's crazy. People get horned up by words.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, if you're like in the world a little bit, it will get you horned up.
It makes sense because you just picture it, but it's like,
yeah,
it's so funny to be reading and then get hard.
Yeah. Yeah, but it happens. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, why do you think you're sitting like that?
I'm ejaculating right now.
Rocked up.
You know what tag is really well represented here is mature. There's a lot of mature.
Sitting in a fucking rocking chair, rocking something else.
Yeah, just using Werther's fucking juice as a goddamn lubricant.
So, what?
Do you think when old people come, they go bingo?
Honestly, I thought I was gonna hate it. Very funny. I agree. Let's go. Move it or lose it. Charmin.
Move it or lose it. Favorite thing an old person says.
Move it or lose it. Yeah.
You ever like, dude, did I say this last time? The old people get the most respect and also the most disrespected ever in the entire world. Did I ever bring this up? Fucking makes me irritated.
We talked about it.
Yeah. So
I think we're a little off the track. So first of all, she's at her grandma's house. Mm-hmm. Grandparents' house in general just has a certain smell to it where you're like, nothing sexual should happen here.
Yeah, it smells like Bengay and lavender.
Yeah, the whole air, the aroma in a house should have just a lock on any horny thoughts. If you have them, you have to go outside.
You're like, am I in a bed or in a fucking bowl of pea soup?
Yeah.
That's what a grandma is.
It just, no matter how cold it is, it smells hot in your grandparents' house.
Yeah, and it's always too much stuff.
Stuffy, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's stuffy, but there's also too much stuff.
It makes sense. It's a lifetime of accumulation.
Throw some stuff away.
You know what's crazy? You ever just done...
Phyllis, go ahead, sorry.
You ever just done like a crazy sweep and you throw away a fuck ton of stuff and then a month of your life goes by and you're like, wow, I didn't need any of those.
None of it.
And you never do.
Yeah, I think like...
What I'm trying to say, throw away Greta. Anyway, so what's wrong with...
I would throw away Greta. I'm about to literally put her in this fucking
Is she going to that
yeah, dude.
7-week fatigue? Yeah. She got to wear a little camo?
She's going to come back a different dog and I'm going to hate her.
She's going to have a six pack and an eye drop tattoo.
100%.
She's going to look at you and be like, shut up, Michael. Sir. I'm driving. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways, she's at her grandma's house.
So
internet, I think that's so crazy. Also, turn your data off.
Huh? Or turn your data on.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, if you're watching, you can find porn. Also, you don't, like, how? All the horny websites were blocked?
All of them.
She jerking off at a library? What's happening?
She literally went to a Barnes & Noble's and she went to the romance section and she started reading. I'm fucking the context. It was a joke. So she literally just went, to these erotica sites that she used to as when she first started beating her meat, right? So funny. It makes so much sense. I don't care what anyone says. Mm-hmm. And the problem is you needed to like pay to like read the whole thing.
Wow.
So she went from, I don't know how the number,
dude.
But I'm talking about like 10, 11, 12. She would read like about how much Gabe read and then have to move on to the next one. So she's sitting there like trying to.
Oh, she didn't buy any of them?
No, she's trying to DJ
them. I thought she was going to just be like, you ever been so horny you bought a book?
No, she didn't even buy a book, bro.
Dude, that's like OnlyFans status right there. Even these authors are getting them. Or maybe they started first, whatever.
I don't know I don't know who started. I don't know the chicken before the egg. Like,
what are they going to say next? They're probably going to fuck.
They're 100% going to fuck on a guy, like so reverse cowgirl on a horse.
Right,
she's skimming around and I start dying laughing. She's like, why? I'm like, this is only what nerds do. Like my girl is such a smart intellectual nerd. I'm like, there's no way in fuck that without a bunch of context, I could jerk off to a book. Like she's literally reading like 100 words and there's no sex. And she got off apparently in her grandma's house. Do a bibliography. Like, she's not, like, you know what I mean? She's not. It's crazy. Insane. I was dying laughing. No way I could do that. Reading 58 words, not even getting to, like, a hard cock part.
Do you still have post-nut regret from a book?
Yeah, it's called post-literature regret.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
Post-lit regret.
You just got to go back to your library and you're like, I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah, a lot of these pages are stuck together. Here you go. Isn't it funny that we used to have library cards? You definitely didn't. But isn't it funny that we used to have library cards?
I did, asshole.
You did?
My mom gave it to me, but I never used it. Libraries are just crazy. Why did you have to be quiet? Obviously, because people are reading. But it's like you sneeze and they would look at you and be like, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, but also now it's like they tell you, should I be like, there's a homeless man jerking off in the corner.
Yeah, libraries, I don't know if there was just
any He's shitting into a fucking Fanta can. Yeah. I gotta be quiet? Tell him to be quiet.
He just yelled Lemony Snicket then came everywhere. But it is interesting. As a kid, libraries were like this like peaceful place. It was quiet. You go check out books. And then for whatever reason, you get older and you realize a lot of libraries, and maybe the times have changed,
aren't that great.
Dude, the library at my school was one of the biggest. It was 9 floors, but it was like, it was a public library, but it's also the college library. Mm-hmm. And there would just be dudes like looking at porn on just in the library.
That's so weird.
And you'd have to just be like, excuse me, sir, I was doing my paper. And then I go, but now you have my attention. What are you looking at? Mature? Let's go.
Send me the link.
Well, it was on my computer. Sir, could you just get off my computer? Well, you can finish. Well, I'll help you. Anyways.
Yeah, here you go. Double team.
So.
I mean, that's literally essentially sort of. I was just like, it's just such nerd behavior.
It's also the same thing that I've done for porn countless times. Where you're looking at a thing and you skip around and you skip around. And right, it's like the full version's $12. But you're like, hey, they play a 30-second snippet. And you're like, oh, watch this. And you skip to another one. I'll watch this. What?
They do that? I've never seen that.
Some, yeah.
Oh, some.
Or it'll be like, yeah, they'll show like a highlight reel.
You know what they don't do, which is odd to me? I feel like it's the inverse of what they actually do, is when you go on like Pornhub, the free ones are first, and you get to the bottom of the page, and like the ones that are, you have to like pay for the subscription are at the bottom. Mm. Why wouldn't you put the ones like the best ones?
I think they just make so much goddamn money off their ads that are like already on the website. And they probably make so much money off, like, you know, the one that pops up before the video.
Oh my God, yeah.
They probably don't even care. Shit. Like, because the ones you have to buy, a lot of times the person, maybe, I think, the creator gets money on that.
Right. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Anybody can. Well, I don't know.
Okay, I just thought about this. What do you think the most. You know how like on YouTube,
the most viewed porn video
on like the hub or wherever, or kind of just in general.
Well, I think you can do ratings by like most viewed and then put like ever, lifetime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So sorry to put you on fucking Pornhub, Gabe, at goddamn 2 p.m. all horned
2 p.m. on a Monday, rocked up. That sounds like a Drake song. Rocked up at 2 p.m. in Toronto. He's always naming shit. He's like 3 p.m. in Calabasas. What's that song? 4 p.m. in Calabasas?
4 p.m.
2 p.m. at Stiff Sox Studio.
Yeah. I'm a fucking Libra.
Gabe's silent. So
Gabe is trying to concentrate, but he can't because blood is flowing to his fucking cooter right now.
That's crazy.
It's actually
too.
This seems wrong to me because there's so many videos on YouTube that are in the billions. The highest one that I see is Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J, 218 mil.
You also have to remember they wiped like 80% of the catalog a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so that's...
But they didn't wipe that one, though. So that one...
That one's uploaded by Vivid.
That belongs in a mosaic. That's a...
I mean, that should be an NFT. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
God, if they sold that as an NFT, they could get a fucking $5 million. No problem. He has... Honestly, he has one of the prettiest cocks I've ever seen in my life. It is... It's just... I'm just saying, like, the length and width is, like... Perfect. I don't know what it is exactly. 8.1 inches. I don't know what it is. But it's just, it's like really, if it's like if Michelangelo made a cock. You're like, wow. Beautiful.
Symmetrical?
Dude, yeah. I mean, you've seen the video.
I should probably save this for Patreon. I'll save the...
We'll save it for Patreon. Yeah. I am so goddamn excited.
I told you about it, though.
All right, but you did? I'm rocked up.
What was one that's not a sex tape, but like a celebrity?
So the...
Who's a big porn... I feel like Lana Rhodes might be clocking in some M's.
I don't see Lana Rhodes up on the very top one. The second most viewed of all time is Mandy Flores. Horny guy fucked his stepmom. And then after
that
is...
Is that the first stepmom porn ever?
It might be.
Who's the porn? Mandy who?
Mandy Flores is the uploader.
How many views that got?
That's got 181.
Send me that link for scientific purposes.
I don't... Gabe, can you do me?
Send me that link.
Okay.
Sir!
Okay!
Send me that
link! Gabriel.
Yes.
Please do me one more favor.
Yes.
Can you just go on Google and type in most watched, most viewed porns of all time?
Yeah.
Because there's no way it's 200 and whatever.
Yeah. So
Gabe,
I did.
You actually sent it to me.
Yeah,
of course.
Gabe, you can't do that to me. Gabe, no.
Let me see.
I've been celibate for 9 years.
You're a liar.
Horny guy fucks his stepmom. What a generic title.
God damn.
I don't see any like official list here. Like no one's really keeping track of this. What? On Quora, like the question and answer site, people say probably the most viewed porn video of all
Pamela
time
Anderson.
Is Deep Throat. Like the original Deep Throat video.
What do you mean? There's an original Deep Throat?
Well, dude, think about it. There's got to be an original for everything, bro.
The first person to form, I can't even talk right, I'm so horned up. The first person to film porn was, how'd they pitch that? They're like, should we film the way we like make kids? And they're like, Rupert, no. And he's like, what if we made it a film? And she's like, oh, call me Robert De Niro, goddamn.
Hold up. But I'll tell you, the first porn was caveman drawings.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Dude, you could.
Or like a flip book?
Dude, that's how your girl should have jerked off. It's just a caveman drawing. She could have just drawn dick. That's crazy. You think people who are good at. Whoa.
Okay.
People probably jerk off to their own drawings.
100%.
People who are really good at drawing in anime and hentai, like they just draw it and then they're like, that's how you know. You know, compliments to the chef. If you burp after you eat, like compliments to the chef. Do you think anybody's drawn some anime titties so good that he jerked off and he goes, ah, good job. But also,
to himself,
the painting.
He looks in a mirror. Great job.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Nice outfit.
You too, man. Why do we always wear the same fucking thing? It infuriates me, but at the same time, super funny.
Players. So pretty much your girl read books, got horned up.
And fucking RB'd the pussy.
What did you say?
RB'd the pussy.
RB?
RB'd.
Running back?
RB'd?
RB'd.
She has the meats.
RB.
Oh my
RB'd
God.
The running back?
Running NFL. Back to running com? Back. Yeah, Rams. Anyways.
I can't believe she went two NFL players to meet. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's building her own fantasy team. Hold on.
Hold on. What am I, the kicker? I can't kick a ball.
No.
Literally.
You're the social media guy.
At the minimum. All right, the maximum, I mean.
You just get the boomerangs of people. Anyways, what's happening? Gabe, where are we? Sock talk? Do you love me? Are you riding?
Yeah, it's time to get into some sock talk.
Time to get into some socks.
We have a submission here from Victoria Ashley, and she says... esthetician here. Waxing your butthole is actually the least painful part of a Brazilian wax. The wax always seems hotter even though it's in the same container, but the hair removal part doesn't hurt at all.
I'm going to get my asshole waxed. I'm going to get my asshole waxed fucking live on goddamn Stiff Socks. Okay? Live. I don't know if we're going to do it live. I'm definitely going to do it. We should film it, vlog it, like old style episodes, and play it for the people. Okay? You think I'm scared, dude? Look at you.
No, that's
you think
the problem. I don't think you're scared.
Oh, you don't think I'm scared?
I just...
What? What's wrong?
I just feel like we're bringing that many cameras in there. It feels like we're about to film a birth.
Well, it's kind of going to be a rebirth for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a haired up dude, and now I'm going to come out there like fucking caramel, dude.
It's going to be... Well...
I'm going to feel pretty.
Patreon, for 200 subscribers, let's do it. You have to do it for every 200.
I can't believe it doesn't hurt. That's insane. It feels like the most painful thing in the world.
Yeah, but like, is it one of those things where like you have hot wings and somebody goes, that's not even that spicy. I've had way spicier. Is it like a girl being like, that doesn't hurt. You want to know hurt? I fucking put out a baby named Kramer out of my asshole yesterday.
Yes, I do think so. Also, I've said this a billion times, women's threshold for pain is way higher than ours.
Right.
So I'm going to get-
Dude, I get a nose or an ear hair plucked and my eyes water a little bit.
Oh, yeah. More
than
that.
Those are sensitive spots.
Very sensitive. Well, I mean, what could be more sensitive than your asshole? I think it's like a Band-Aid. I think it's like 1, 2, 3, swoop, and it's done. It might hurt for like 1 second, and then you're done. We're going to find out, okay? Because there's a lot of hair down there that I'm not okay. And like, it's like really deep in the cave. Do you know what I mean? It's really in there.
Yeah, but like, what's drawing you to be like, get it out of here, scram, spring cleaning.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm into ass play. So
right.
I would like there to be no forest by the cave.
Yeah.
You know?
You're trying to put turf in is what you're saying.
Yes. I want to be able to.
Or you're just putting in marble floors, I think.
Floors.
You're looking at a backyard and you're like, get rid of all of the bushes.
Uh-huh.
We're putting in laminate.
Yeah, I want it to be so smooth I can putt in my ass. Hole in one, let's go. Damn. You know, that's me. I definitely want to do it.
You've made that very clear.
Okay, I just want to let everyone know that I want to do it.
No, we know.
All right. Actually, what's the regrow process? Because is it like crazy itchy? That's what I'm kind of nervous about.
You almost have to laser it. Laser your asshole. Whoa.
Why is there why is there hair in there anyways? To keep bugs out?
Let me find out. Hello, God. Why is there hair in there?
For those of you not watching, he has a dildo in his hand. Yeah. So there was no question there, right? They were just letting us know?
Yeah, they were just letting you know it's not actually that bad. I'm curious of like women's opinion of it. Like, do women...
Oh, like if a girl goes down on a guy and it's all bald down there?
Yeah, like I've never...
Gonna blow on it like a fucking bottle?
I think it's odd. I think it would be an odd opening. Like, if you looked, like if you went on a few dates and then you like went down on them and you're like, wow, mm-hmm. it is completely bald down there. Like, what's mm-hmm. happening? But I think if you're like with somebody and you knew each other's kinks and then you got it done, I think it would be fine.
Right.
But like just meeting some guy, Dave and Buster's, and then 2 days later, you going down on him and then it's fucking just...
Yeah.
That would be like, who's in your basement and when do I put a ball gag in?
I would put Keeps on his asshole. Keeps.com. Promo code song.
Just all the ads.
Rogaine takes hair away, right?
Yes.
All right, Michael.
No, it doesn't.
Rogaine does.
It doesn't take hair away.
Rogaine puts it back.
Rogaine is just like all the other ones. It helps you grow your hair back.
Oh, I'm thinking of Nair.
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 Nair your asshole.
Title.
Well, there you go. Gabe, your work's cut out.
Nair right, in Nantucket. We have to go to Tennessee. Sorry.
Let's do a secret stalk here.
Secret lovers.
Speaking of long distance and jerking off to erotica.
She's coming back tomorrow. Let me tell you something, dude. I'm going to fucking... Oh, my God. I'm going to have to buy an extra bed.
You're gonna nut quick.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not when I have the fucking delay spray.
Let's go.
I told this story about I put delay spray on a girl, sucked my dick, and she had her whole mouth started getting numb.
Yeah, she was drooling.
She goes, what's that? Yep. You got MS, bitch. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You got a fucking neurological problem. I got to tell that story on stage. Gabriel.
All right. Anonymous submission.
Yes.
Me and my boyfriend are long distance, and sometimes we have FaceTime sex. But recently, when he calls me, I answer on my Mac, but in the background, I have to put porn on just to make me come, because looking at him jerk off just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Why would it? It's disgusting.
But when we do see each other, the sex is great. Am I wrong for that, or should I tell him so that we can try something new?
No, because you guys are in the same room together. It's about the experience. It's about the blast off, you know?
I would maybe say that, like, it's because every time I've done like FaceTime sex, whatever, the camera's like not on me jerking off. I always got just like maybe like tits up for me.
What are you showing?
Well, that's what I'm showing. I'm showing boobs up on my angle.
Yeah. Oh, no dick?
No.
I've never had FaceTime sex.
Dude, a woman for the most, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that do, but I feel like historically, the majority of women aren't like aroused by like the sight of a fucking dude just gorilla gripping his dick hole. It's not hot to watch a guy jerk off. It's animalistic. It should be in the fucking Bronx Zoo. It's odd, mm-hmm. you know? But watching a woman jerk off, I mean, that should be on AGT. I mean, I would vote for that every time. She would win.
Buzzer. Goddamn.
Goddamn. So what I'm saying is like, I've never shown me, but watching her super hot. So I'm saying
but that's
maybe
for you. It sounds like for them, he'd be like, look at my dick, it's hard. She's like, nice dick.
Oh, I understand. So you're saying
how they do it.
Well, right. But you're saying he might get aroused by her actually watching him? Because
I'm saying that, but like, do you think if he's already shown the D on the FaceTime E and then she goes, you can just show your chest up, he'd be like, what the hell am I? What am I going to solve a Rubik's Cube down there? I don't even need to jerk off.
No, but I think if they are in a relationship and they're in a long distance relationship, so obviously they have good communication, I think that she can be like, listen, like visually, it's not the most arousing to me to like watch that. But I love, like, your face is super hot and your chest is super hot, and that's what actually turns me on, not you jerking off. I think they can navigate that, because she's saying that she has to put porn on the background.
I don't think that's wrong though. This is setting the mood, you know.
The way that I agree, but the way that I'm reading this is like, it sounds like she'd rather not.
Right.
It sounds like she'd rather be locked into him.
She feels like she's cheating by putting porn.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
So I think, or am I misrepresenting?
She's just saying she's not getting off just looking at his dick. So like, she's been watching porn in the background, and she's wondering if she should just like keep that to herself, and if it's like good to do that, or if she should bring it up to him. I kind of think like, yeah, I mean like, even like, like, yeah, I mean, just looking at the dick, if that's not doing for you, like, one other thing they could try is like, hey, how come, why don't this time we like find the same porn video,
yeah,
we put it on, we count down 3, 2, 1, press play, and
like
then like we
disco,
yeah, we watch that together and watch each other, you know, that way you're still participating together, but it's like, hey, we're doing this thing.
That I love that idea, but also she's still missing the actual honesty.
Mm-hmm.
The actual honesty.
She feels bad for watching porn.
Correct. So that's sort of like, I think that's a good like middle ground if she doesn't want to be honest. But I feel like, again, if they're doing long distance, they have good communication. I think that she can just be like, I'm more turned on by like your face and body, whatever, than like actually watching you jerk off. Like, that's what I want. Can you tell me what you want? There might be certain things that I can do better. And he'd be like, oh yeah, if you put peanut butter on your knees, it's really hot to me.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, dude. I mean, you guys are long distance. Whatever you got to do to stimulate a little bit. Because who knows what he's doing on his end?
Yeah.
But like you were saying, watching a dude jerk off seems very animalistic. But like something about masturbation on a female, it's more relaxed. It's like a fucking disc jockey at a spa. Fucking skirt, 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 yeah. Skirt. So it's like a more like, oh, I want to watch this.
Right. But he wants to watch it. She doesn't want to watch him.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as everybody's getting their nut, at the end of the day, it does not matter.
Truth. So I think it's either, you got two options, right? You either do the middle ground, what Gabe said, which I think is a good idea, or you be completely honest and tell him certain things that turn you on about him, and maybe he can show you that.
Yeah.
And then ask him too, is there anything that I can do on my end that would like, that would heighten, I guess, the sexual arousal on your end.
Yeah,
and then everyone
also
winning.
Just hire a camera op to be on a switcher.
Mm.
So it's like you cut to shot of his dick, and then his eyes, and then his mouth, and like chest. You know, do a 3-camera setup and just really kind of feel it out. See which angle you like the best.
That's good. Sick. And then fuck the camera guy.
Yeah,
because I know your boyfriend would be super into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think people?
Yes.
Ever go on FaceTime and there's like tape a fleshlight to their phone? And then just fuck the fleshlight while they're on FaceTime. That'd be nauseating to watch on the other side. This is a lot of motion. I get pissed off if somebody FaceTimes me in the car and swinging back and forth, and I'm looking at your forehead versus the screen. It's just a sunroof.
I want to FaceTime you. I don't want to feel like I'm on a pirate ship.
Scurvy.
Pussy.
Sure.
You want to hear an interesting fact about scurvy before we exit this thing?
Because I thought you'd never ask.
So for so many years, they didn't know what the cure for scurvy was. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they realized that if they just had a certain fruit in the ship, certain I think it's vitamin C actually, that cures scurvy. But they thought it was vitamin D, I think, for the longest time. And then so scurvy existed for like another fucking 150 years.
You didn't know what the fruit was?
Yep.
Damn, what was the fruit?
I literally think it's vitamin C. Gabe can look it up to see if I'm like right. But it was just
oranges?
Interesting because there was one ship that had vitamin C and vitamin C, another fruit, and they're like, oh, it's the other fruit. And they fucked up for like 200 years. And they always packed that fruit and it never helped.
Wow.
Yeah. What is it, Gabe? Did I fuck it all up?
Yeah, scurvy is caused by not having enough vitamin C in your diet.
Right.
Vitamin C in the sea.
Oh, I thought it was vitamin C. Cum. That's what I would.
No.
All right. You know, cum has a lot of zinc in it. I just made that up.
Cum
all right.
Zinc?
Cum actually has vitamin C.
All right. Give me my vitamins. That's what your girlfriend's gonna say next to you. Mama wants vitamins.
Come on.
No, she's great.
All right.
Tell her to send me the book that she rubbed one out to.
I would love to know.
I'll learn how to read first.
You actually know how to read very well, man. No, you don't. All right. guys, that's the episode, man. We're super out of time. As I always say, I know.
Horned on phonics.
Okay.
Title.
Okay. That's the title. Horned on phonics didn't work for Trevor. All right. Guys, as I always say, I know so many fucking influencers are like, hey, man, please go on rate, subscribe, and review. But honestly, it really helps us out. So go on Apple and I was going to say Shopify. Apple and Spotify, rate, subscribe, and review the show. It really helps us out. It really helps us get new eyes on the podcast. So please do that up the charts. And also, as we said in the beginning of the episode, we have a Patreon. It is four extra episodes a month for only $5. It's the cost of a goddamn cup of coffee and the entire access to the entire catalog. And we have legend episodes. Like, we interviewed Gabe. We interviewed Trev's girlfriend.
The girl that you... A girl who you had banged with.
Who I've... What?
I'm so horned up. I can't talk. I'm watching the video game sent me. Fuck off.
But yeah, we have legend episodes on Patreon. So again, it is only $5 a month for four extra episodes. We drop them every Friday. And you get access to the Discord as well. Go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Guys, thank you so much. We enjoy you being part of this community and we love you. Till next Wednesday, mwah, and big hug coming on a pirate ship. Goodbye.